This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Britain said Thursday that Iranian vessels tried to interfere with a British oil tanker's passage through the Strait of Hormuz. A government statement said the Iranians backed off when they received a warning from a British warship. Iran's Revolutionary Guards denied Britain's accusation. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani warned Wednesday that Britain would face unspecified consequences over the seizure last week of an Iranian oil tanker suspected of transporting oil to Syria in violation of sanctions. U.S. President Donald Trump said he would soon substantially increase economic sanctions against Iran. The heightened threat comes as the United States accused Tehran of nuclear extortion by breaching the 2015 international pact aimed at curtailing its nuclear weapons development. Iran has acknowledged it is now enriching uranium beyond the limits of the accord Trump withdrew from last year, keeping a bigger stockpile than it was allowed. But the U.S. said it remains open to new negotiations with Tehran. The southern U.S. state of Louisiana is bracing for possible tropical weather. A storm brewing in the Gulf of Mexico that dumped as much as 8 inches of rain in parts of the city of New Orleans in a three-hour span was forecast to strengthen into a tropical depression Thursday and possibly a weak hurricane later on. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell said in a news conference Wednesday, residents should keep at least 3 days of supplies on hand.
We are monitoring levels of the Mississippi River. We're monitoring the potential threat of a tropical cyclone too. It is still too soon to tell what the impact will be, but we believe there will be an impact.
The U.S. states of Mississippi and Texas were also at risk of torrential rains. This is VOA News. Embattled U.S. Secretary of Labor Alexander Acosta has defended a plea deal he helped broker with billionaire Jeffrey Epstein in 2008 in Florida. The wealthy financier is detained in New York, where federal prosecutors have charged him with sex trafficking of minors between 2002 and 2005. Acosta has been under pressure to step down after it became known that, as U.S. attorney in Florida, he agreed to a mild sentence for Epstein. VOA's Zlatica Hoke reports.
Acosta defended himself in a press conference Wednesday, saying that Epstein's case was handled by the Florida state prosecutors, who he said would have let Epstein go free.
Our prosecutors, as this 2008 article recounts, presented the ultimatum: plead guilty to more serious charges, charges that required jail time, registration, and restitution, or we'd roll the dice and bring a federal indictment. Without the work of our prosecutors, Epstein would have gotten away with just that state charge.
Epstein is currently jailed in New York, awaiting a bail hearing. Prosecutors say the federal agents who raided his New York home have seized a vast trove of lewd photographs of young-looking women or girls. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Since Epstein's arrest Saturday night, several women have come forward alleging they were abused by him while they were underage. As a new Trump administration policy on Central American asylum seekers rapidly expands, family separations are increasingly complicated by a formidable barrier: an international border. Reuters' Yahira Jaquez reports.
The Trump administration's recent policy that sent some migrants back to Mexico to await their legal claims, and sometimes without their kids, putting an international border between them. Reuters' Christina Cook spoke with migrant families, attorneys, and advocates about the problem.
So there are a number of issues that arise. Often that caregiver may have details about the location of a potential sponsor for the child, or they may have details about the child's asylum case that the child may not be able to communicate themselves.
According to migrant families and their attorneys, it can take weeks before parents or caregivers find out where the child is, sometimes longer.
That was Reuters' Yahira Jaquez. Several conservative groups are heading to the White House on Thursday to discuss how to deal with reports and stories from social media. We have more on this story on VOAnews.com. Check it out there. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.